MSC Cruisecast is a Triple T production. Now the Taste Try travel team of Beth and Chris.
Hello, everybody.
Hello. Hello, Chris.
Well, hello, Beth. We're the team of
Taste Try Travel.
Beth and Chris.
We did that good.
Anyway, we're on the second episode of the MSC Cruisecast with some improvements.
Look at this. We have little like spit filters already. Is what they're called?
Yes. These are just like on the buffet on a cruise. The glass. It's there so that when you spit
on the food, spit on the microphone.
So the next person that uses this microphone, it's sanitary.
That's right. Hopefully our sound is going to be a little bit more improved on this. So we just keep finding ways to improve.
Exactly. We got a bigger monitor so I don't have to keep these on the entire time and have weird shadows on my eyes. Just real quick, this reminded me of a story this week. Yeah, this has nothing...
Are we starting off on a tangent? Let's go.
Exactly. Nothing to do with cruising. I hope we don't lose everybody within the first 30 seconds that might have tuned in.
Is this going
to
be by your glasses?
It is.
Okay.
So about a year ago, maybe even longer than that, we were at Trader Joe's. Mm-hmm. And they have like exotic foods and stuff like that. They're really neat about that is having different kinds of foods.
Right.
And they had a scallion pancake, frozen scallion pancakes. Ooh.
Yummy.
And I was like, you know what? I don't want to like have a whole deal how to make them. So I read the package while we were at the store and I was like, oh, this is pretty easy. I'm going to get them and make them. Mm-hmm. Well, they've been in there for at least a year.
A while, yeah.
And the other day I'm like, oh, I forgot about these. I'm going to make one. Mm-hmm. So I pulled it out. And I attempted to read.
Couldn't read the instructions, could you?
And I thought to myself, I had to go grab my my glasses.
Yeah.
And I thought to myself, we must have bought these back when I could see.
Oh, jeez.
Because now I need my glasses.
You always need your glasses.
Yeah. So anyway, it just every time that we kind of cook something with instructions, it reminds me that I'm getting a little bit older day by day.
We're about that age. You need your glasses.
My frozen food reminds me of that every day. Anyway, sorry.
That's on our checklist for our travel. Glasses and then spare glasses for Chris.
Sorry for that little tangent.
Well, I wanted to start out by saying like a huge thank you to you all. We did our first podcast last week and we were overwhelmed by how many watched and how many commented. And I was just like, we were both just like blown away. So
absolutely.
Thank
I thought
you all
there would
that.
Be just a literally like less than 10.
Right? Like, we didn't have high expectations.
Less than 10 people are going to watch this thing.
Right, right.
And it was so much more.
Yeah.
So, I mean, blew us away.
And, you know, like we had originally talked last week, like we saw this void of, you know, of we need more MSC in our life, right? And well, a lot of you guys said the same thing.
We
so that was
wanted,
really cool.
We wanted to hear more about MSC specifically because we love the line and what they're doing and the new ships and the experiences on board and stuff like that. And there's just not anything out there.
Right.
So we were like, let's do it. And to find out that so many people out there have the same wanting.
Yeah.
They want the same thing. They want to hear about MSC. That's awesome.
Yep.
So
I just want to start this one by saying thank you for
thank
that.
You.
I did also want to mention that if you're enjoying this podcast or like our weekly videos about cruising, you consider joining our Patreon family. We have memberships starting around $3 a month, and then all of that goes to bringing you more content. So.
Yeah, because I mean we would like to get on more ships.
Oh, we want to go on all of them.
I mean, we suck the life out of recording everything we can when we're on a ship. So
you guys
we can
already
bring
know
you guys
that.
Content. We would like a little bit more variety. Yeah. We would love to bring you a little bit more variety. So that's why we're trying to grow it to where we can maybe, you know, be with the big boys, and like they're on like a different ship every week. I know. I don't know if we'll ever want to get to that point. We like to spend a little time
delving into everything that a particular ship has.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So, anyway, sorry.
No, but so last week all about the history, this week all about the future of MSC, right? So we have a lot to share about what MSC is currently doing and what their plans are. Like, I hope this podcast doesn't go too long because there's a lot of information.
They have lots of plans for lots of parts of the world.
Exactly. I'm going to start with a quote that Leonardo Massa, the managing director of MSC, said in a press conference just recently. He was talking about the growth of MSC. So he's talking about 2023 was a record year for MSC, and they're expecting 2024 to be even more. So,
Who is this? This is
so. This
managing
is
director
Leonardo Massa, the current managing director of MSC Cruises. Okay. Now, the funny part of this, and this is why I wanted to read it word by word, is because it's translated, obviously, from Italian, and sometimes translations are a little funny.
Because I have something with the translation that I'm going to go over in this anyway.
Go ahead. So I thought this was a great way to start talking about the future. So, the cruise is linked to a beautiful moment in life, that of going on vacation. This beautiful idea of when you go on vacation and therefore go on a cruise, we also like to combine it with the idea of beauty, married as our 360-degree spot does. So navigate together with MSC towards beauty.
That,
in one sense, it doesn't make any sense at all. In another, it kind of has this
the most
ethereal
thing I've ever heard. I see you tearing up over there?
I'm having a problem with my eye watering, guys. I'm not crying. I promise. There's
something in my eye. Excuse me.
There's
something in my eye.
It kind of got lost in the middle there. Didn't kind of make a whole lot of sense.
No, that makes sense to me.
But like,
listen,
how? Go ahead.
Hold on. I got where, what's his name?
His name was Leonardo Massa.
I know where Mr. Massa is coming from here.
Yeah.
When you're on vacation and you choose a cruise, MSC cruise on vacation, I'm making this 360.
Okay, I see that.
Because when you're on a cruise, you experience, it's where you stay. It's where you eat.
Right.
It's where you experience the environment. Mm-hmm. It's where you get your entertainment. It's where you get your beauty. It's
everything. Yeah.
Entire 360 of life while you're on a cruise.
Yeah.
And what was the last part of that middle part?
Okay, the middle part.
Maybe read the 360 part
again. This beautiful idea of when you go on vacation and therefore go on a cruise, we also like to combine it with the idea of beauty, married as our 360-degree spot does.
Married. Married
okay.
as our 360-degree spot does.
Well, that explained everything. Thanks, Chris. But I will take that. So navigate together with MSC towards beauty. I kind of like that.
Yeah.
Yeah. And we're going to add our name in there, too. So we're going to navigate together with Triple T and MSC towards beauty.
Towards beauty.
I like that.
We're going to have to get beauty filters for...
No, we are hashtag beauty free.
Beauty free?
Filter free channel. We are filter free channel. That's
you're getting a little too real with we're beauty free.
Hey, I wanted to say also that I'm enjoying a wonderful cup of coffee on today's podcast. And this is... What kind of coffee was it again?
Moon Pie
Coffee from Matt
One
and Donna
of our
Robinson.
Wonderful supporters.
Yeah, this is delicious.
It's so delicious coffee.
It's a little chocolate coffee though.
Anyway.
If you're wondering what's in my cup, it is not rum. It is coffee. And Chris, how's yours?
Delicious.
Wonderful. Okay. So anyway, I wanted to kind of start with that quote. We're talking about the future. The first thing I want to talk about is a new port that MSC just negotiated a deal. kind of took a little while to go through, but they finalized everything. And it is Galveston, Texas. What?
I know. Galveston is... I apologize to everybody in Galveston. Because Why? We've only been through Galveston on the, driving through to going to Florida. And it is... No, not exactly a garden.
No, I think you're talking about Mobile. Mobile.
All the refineries?
Yeah. Isn't it right there? The refineries kind of right up on I-10? On Mobile? I don't think we've been to Galveston.
Oh. So I missed it. For the last 20 years, I've been thinking of Galveston, and I've really been thinking, and it's Mobile that I'm picturing.
Yeah, I don't think we've been through Galveston.
Oh. Well, sorry.
I don't think so.
Mobile people.
Because I was thinking that we'd never been there.
Because it's just oil refineries. That's what I thought of Galveston as. Yeah. And it's really Mobile.
Yeah, I think so. Yeah.
So Mobile is the Galveston of... Yes. No.
No,
it really doesn't
work that way. No, we haven't been there yet. I think we're going to have to plan. So... But I have a question for you because I want to see if you know this. So, yes. So there's a spot that emptied, that opened up in the port of Galveston. And that's the only way that MSC has had the opportunity to come in. So there's this huge like cargo warehouse. Mm-hmm. Do you have any idea what company moved out of that port to make way for MSC? You're never going to get it.
No.
Can take a guess.
Princess.
No.
It wasn't another...
It wasn't another cruise. It was Del Monte Fresh Vegetables.
Del Monte.
Like All the right. cans?
So you hold
like
on. Cans? Hold on before you go on. When we started this podcast just a few minutes ago, I never in a million years would have guessed that Del Monte would have been mentioned in this podcast.
So this is what happened. So there's currently three cruise terminals in the Galveston port. I have to look at my notes to make sure. So Royal Caribbean has one, Carnival has one, and then there's a third kind of used by Disney and Princess. So there's just three cruise terminals there. And Del Monte grew out of their space there.
Wait, you would think that... Sorry, you would think that Princess and Carnival would share a terminal because they're owned by the same company.
I think...
Not Princess and Disney.
I think it's because it's the days, right? So the when they go out. So Princess wants to go out on the weekends.
Terminal's open.
Yeah.
And the, probably space. Carnival has a... Okay,
that now, makes Royal sense. Caribbean just built a huge... terminal there, and that is where I think one of the it's not the Icon but one of the big ships
of the, seas, of the ships seas
will end up porting
blank
there.
Of the, fill in your name of the seas.
One of those massive ships are going to go there. Jubilee, the new Carnival Jubilee, has a home port there too. So so there's these big ships there, right? And so when Del Monte ended up leaving, they outgrew their space, basically. MSC wanted to grow their footprint here in the United States. They currently have three home ports here in the U.S. Do you know what they are? I mean, we've been in two of them. We've been in three of them.
Yeah, there's Brooklyn, New York.
Yeah, we went on Miravalia out of that.
There's Miami because we went out
of Seashore.
We went out of Miami, and there is... Port Canaveral.
Port Canaveral.
We didn't sail out of there, but we sailed into there on MSC.
When we were on Miravalia, we went in. Yeah, so that's a huge port where they pick up a lot of their supplies. But so those are the three. And Galveston is going to be their fourth home port on U.S. soil. So it's a big, big expansion for them.
So it was the Del Monte warehouse. Del Monte moved. Mm-hmm. They decided, there's Del Monte decided to move... their terminal instead of just starting a cruise line is what you're saying. So
pretty much, yeah, because I don't know if I would want to go on Del Monte cruises.
In the future, we won't be sailing on a Del Monte cruise, which, by the way, would have the best condiments at
sea. They would. They'd have the best fruit and vegetables. Probably.
No, those are canned.
Oh yeah.
So all their fruits and vegetables will be canned. Yeah. But those condiments, they will be good.
Maybe not a big seller. Let's stick with MSC taking over. So they signed a deal with the city of Galveston. They're going to be building a $100 million terminal. So it's going to be a large, beautiful one. And they're going to build a $42 million parking garage and, of course, all the roads and everything around that. So it's going to be
great for MSC.
And it's going to be really great for the city of Galveston because, of course, they get to keep all the, you know, taxes and all, you know, everything. So it's going to be with this addition, Galveston now becomes the fourth largest cruise port in the U.S. I know, and the eighth largest in the world. And I never would have guessed that. When I saw that, I was like, whoa.
It kind of makes sense.
The most passengers.
I mean, makes sense because that really opens up so much easier traveling for people in the Midwest.
Oh,
if they're
goodness,
flying
yes.
down,
yeah.
that probably cuts an hour and a half out of their flight.
And then, so going many down more to people Miami. Who would just drive, yeah.
Yeah, if you're driving, that probably cuts a day, maybe, off of your drive.
Yeah.
And so we have, that makes big sense.
Yeah. We have never gone or even honestly thought about cruising out of Galveston because, you know, we've lived in Florida and now in North Carolina.
I thought it was just giant oil refineries.
That's not really where you want to cruise out of. But this definitely, so this won't all be completed until about November of 2025. So it's going to be a little bit. Have to build everything and get everything ready.
But when this opens,
it's going to be a player. Definitely.
I just want to, you reminded me when you said it's going to be the largest. I did not know this. I was reading MSC stuff online.
Yeah.
And I'm going to put up a picture here for people that can see it. It's just the cruise terminal that they're building in Miami. Ooh. So this is the MSC terminal in Miami. They've been working on it for a couple years
now.
That
was their very first port. Yeah.
Yeah. When it is done, which should be pretty soon.
Oh, good.
It's going to be the largest terminal in North America.
Really?
Yes.
I thought Royal Caribbean would have taken that title.
As the largest terminal?
Yeah.
It's taking up two spots. So two terminals would be. They're combining.
Oh, wow.
And it's going to be the largest terminal in North America.
That's
which
cool.
means...
My brain went there. I think I already know what you're going to say.
Which means here's a big problem, big gripe that people have with MSC, rightfully so, is when you are sailing out of Miami on MSC, the lines anywhere, really, the lines are ridiculous.
Yeah.
So when they expand to the largest terminal in North America, they're either going to take care of the problems and it's just going to be a breeze to walk right on because it's so big, or they're just going to add more lines.
Oh my goodness.
There's going to be lines everywhere, all over the terminal.
Yeah.
They're like, hey, we got room. Add four more lines. Add four more lines for people to get in.
I know you're joking about that, but I'm really hoping because, you know, when they started in Brooklyn, it was pretty bad. And by the time we got there, honestly, they had fixed a lot of the problems. So I'm hoping that they've learned a lot of things from so many failures.
They are.
I really do hope that it's going to be a beautiful terminal. Yeah.
Yeah. The complaints I read about the lines are diminishing. They're still there on sometimes, and sometimes they're worse than others. And, they're getting better.
That's gonna be cool.
They know that exists.
Right. I think that's all I wanted to kind of say about one last thing about Galveston I wanted to mention was that they signed a 20-year contract with options to extend with the city of Galveston. So they're really definitely like looking forward, right? They're forward. We have lots of plans to continue and it to be a strong market for them. So,
right. It's not just going to be like Carnival at Charleston. South Carolina, yeah, where they just are basically using a warehouse to get people in. It was,
you that know, was a rough check-in.
It was just
we
a few years that they were there,
Sunshine,
and then yeah. now they're gone again.
Now they're gone, so, yeah.
So they're making an investment there.
The MSC Seascape will home port in Galveston, and probably more as it grows, but the Seascape will be there starting in November 2025. So exciting about that.
I have more port news from
cool.
MSC.
What you got?
So I was reading about their big announcement that in China.
Okay.
So, but this announcement was done in China, and the only people that were covering it was Chinese news agencies.
Okay.
So I had to get this information from a Chinese website, news website, and it was translated into English.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
So that's the background.
Okay.
All right. So I was reading that they now they're going to, I think in March or April, mm-hmm. they're going to start sailing out of Shenzhen, China.
Okay.
And they're going to go to Shanghai and then, around the China Sea. And anyway, they're now going to open up two more ports. I mean,
cool.
Boshan.
Okay.
And Wusongko.
Okay.
I don't know how to pronounce either one of those.
Okay.
So I'm so sorry for people that know Chinese and right. they're giggling at how I just said those ports. Anyway.
Cool.
I know. So they're expanding 200%
wow.
in the Chinese market.
Yeah.
But what I found really interesting was they said that the ship that's going to be porting there mm-hmm. right now, it was starting in April or March, mm-hmm. is the MSC Glory. Exactly.
Beth's
making a very confused face right now.
I don't think they have a ship that name like that.
Right. I was like, the MSC Glory. I know the Carnival.
Carnival does, yeah.
Carnival Glory.
Did they mess up the cruise line?
Exactly. What's going on here?
Yeah.
But they were talking about how... Anyway, they're talking about MSC. This is the MSC.
Okay.
So I was like, the MSC Glory, is that like one of their just obscure ships that... I mean, they have, what, 23 of them?
Yeah.
So anyway, I looked up MSC Glory.
Yeah.
To see which ship that is. And it's a container ship. Like, MSC has a Glory. It's a container ship.
Okay. That's still weird, though, isn't it?
Exactly. So I'm thinking, are they going to sell cabins on the container ship?
Oh, yeah.
You know, what do they have? Like, four available on a container
four
ship?
Four or five, yeah.
And what kind of cruise experience is that? That's not MSC. That's the container ship.
Right.
So, but... So I was thinking, that can't be right. And, you know, in the article, they're talking about how this year you're going to have a yacht club experience.
I'm like, no.
They have a yacht club on this container ship. Anyway, I'm like, this can't be right. There's got to be something wrong in this whole article. So I'm thinking in my mind, wait a second. This whole article is translated. Mm-hmm. Including the name Glory. It's also translated.
Because it needs to be in Italian.
Exactly. And Glory in Italian is bellissima. Great beauty.
Got it. I know that. Okay, yeah.
So the press conference, they were saying the MSC Bellissima. They wrote probably MSC Bellissima in Chinese.
Got it.
And then when it translated to English, it came out Glory. So that's why.
That's what translations do, don't they?
Exactly. So they're going to have the Bellissima starting next in 2 months. And then they're also going to bring over another ship. The Splendida.
Splendida, yeah.
Which is, I think, a ship, sister ship to the Bellissima.
Okay.
I think they're both in the same class.
Okay.
I'm not 100% positive about that. You start getting into some of the weirder,
older... We probably need
older,
to know all that stuff.
Exactly.
But ships, we'll learn it. Yeah.
I-23. One, geez.
Yeah.
Anyway, so those two are going to be porting in China. They're going to be sailing around China, which really doesn't have a whole lot to do with us because we... Maybe we'll go to China someday. I don't know what the future has for us. That would be weird to go to China to get on a cruise to, but
that's what I'm wondering.
What might include us is those itineraries out of China will also be going to Japan.
Yes.
And that is definitely
We
would love to do. We would love to visit not only Japan, but cruise out of Japan.
Well, Japan's been on our bucket list for a really long time. So if we could cruise out of there and we could cruise MSC, that would be even better.
Like on YouTube, like it's all over. There's like channels of people that take ferries. That's all they do is just take the ferry because they have extensive ferry system in Japan, and it always looks so much fun to cruise out of there. And anyway, so
that's that might really be something
in the future. Anyway, they're expanding hugely in that Asian market.
That's
so
really cool.
I wouldn't have to try to read instructions on scallion pancakes here in our house. We could just go there and order.
Even better. Got to be able to do that as long as you have your glasses so you know what you're ordering.
Anyway, I wanted to bring that up because I thought that was really, they've got plans all over the world for new ports.
Well, something else I wanted to mention is that they actually have their own shipyard. So they own a 50% stock in the Palumbo Malta shipyard. It's a massive one. It's where they build their ships. It's where they do dry docks for cargo ships and their cruise lines. And so when we're talking about like the future of MSC, what's really cool, they have these 23 ships, right? But they are, they have like a 10-year plan of when all of these ships are going to go into dry dock. And so they make sure that at least twice in a 5-year period, every single ship goes into dry dock. So a couple cool things that they're adding to their older ships and they're building into their new ships are, kind of shore power, right? So that is being able to, when they're docked, they can kind of just plug in and turn off some of their diesel engines and just like take a little
break out the 500 foot extension cord,
plug it in. They're improving their wastewater treatments on board, and they're also changing out like their light bulbs and things for some more energy efficient lighting, more energy efficient TVs and stuff like that. So a lot of their ships are not only like getting dry dock to look nicer, a lot of their environmental stuff is getting better as well, which I think is cool, even on the older ships. So, and then of course on the newer ships, it's they're only building now the LNG, so the liquefied natural gas ships. And that's going to be the World Europa and the World America are coming out with all of that. So,
no more smoking on the ship when it's natural gas. I don't want to see anybody smoking nowhere. Sorry, I just want to interrupt real quick because when I was reading about MSC and their future, I came across this picture. And for those of you that are listening, I'll kind of describe it. It's the World Europa when it was being built. And the World Europa is gigantic.
I think right now it's the fifth or sixth largest ship in the world, cruise ship.
Right. Only like the fill in your name here of the seas from Royal Caribbean are bigger. Only those ships are bigger. So it's enormous. Yeah. And there's a picture of it in dry dock with a crane that's twice the size.
The ship looks like a toy.
Exactly. Of the ship lowering 1/4 of the ship onto the hull.
Wow.
Yeah. It blows my mind, this picture. The whole concept blows my mind that there's these cranes that just, they build a quarter of the ship and then it lifts it up and puts it on. I mean, the power,
my goodness,
is just immense. I would love to go visit and see that.
Like when they're being made, at the shipyard.
More specifically,
when they're putting that one piece on.
Exactly.
Can we like reserve the day? Like, you know, don't put it on yet until Beth and Chris get there.
Exactly. The manager, where are they? We're over sipping coffee. Where's Chris and Beth? We got to put that quarter of the ship back on.
Oh my goodness.
Anyway, I just wanted to, sorry, I didn't want to.
Yeah.
But I saw that picture of the World Europa while it was being built, which they're doing to the World America right now.
Yes.
So, and I just, it was just amazing. Their shipyard is absolutely amazing. So,
and like I said, they own 50% of it. So I think it's really like they're again forward looking, right? So they own their own shipyard. So they can plan all these things out and they can make sure that none of their ships kind of fall into that. Let's not go on that one because it's a little rough, you know, which we're excited to see because we are getting ready to go on the MSC Magnifica coming up really soon. And that is kind of an older ship, right? So we're looking forward to being on there and seeing how it's been taken care of and stuff.
It was dry docked
just recently in 20,
2 years ago.
Yeah, a couple. And they like cut it in half and added space and they added a bunch of stuff. So
that's
they
amazing.
Did. They that cut it in half and then added, I think, like 75 feet in there. So
that's amazing. Anyway,
So kind of again, just talking and then some of their ships, right? So World Europa is out right now. We're really hoping to get a chance to go on it. World America is being built. We are going to have a show completely about those new ships and this new class of ships because there are so many amazing things on these ships. What's that?
That's just when they started cutting for the World America, which was 2 years ago.
Yeah.
Let me put this picture of what it's supposed to look like. It's supposed to look like.
Sorry, I think I'm using my hand out here. None of you can see it. So I'll
that's
use
all right.
this
People
hand
are listening.
Instead.
People are listening. So that's what it's supposed to look like when it's done, which is absolutely beautiful. Very similar to the World Europa.
They're going
to
be sister ships, so just a little bit of difference to them. But so the World America's inaugural will be April 12th of 2025. So that is not far away.
And I'm not saying that we're going to be on it for sure.
But we're trying.
We really are.
We're trying.
We have work to deal with and stuff like that. But. Yeah. We're trying really hard to make that schedule work. So
we're going to bring you a lot of information about that. And we're hoping to possibly even do a group cruise on that ship at some point.
Oh, my goodness.
Woo. I just let something out of the bag. But
you sure did. We don't know that for sure.
Well, we're working on trying. Yeah. So we're really beyond excited about this ship coming to America. They have two more world-class ships on order, so definitely they're just powering through, right? So
and they're coming out in 26 and 27. Yep. So they had World Europa 23.
Yep.
Skip a year.
Yep.
Because of COVID, they had to shut down construction for a little bit.
Yeah.
And then 25 is the World America. 26 is the unnamed world.
Yeah, they don't have
and 27 is an unnamed world, right?
Right, yeah. So they have some big ships coming out. They also have some ships in the Explora family, which is like the yacht club ships. Again, we'll talk more about all
Explora.
Of those.
Explora. I like saying
Dora
that.
Dora the Explora. You knew that was coming.
Yes.
Okay. So kind of talking about the future. Ocean K is getting ready to go down for some refurbishments. So we know a little bit about that. We're excited.
It's been a couple months, right?
Yep. We're excited to go. We're going to visit Ocean K twice in this next cruise that we have coming up. How do you get to visit twice? You're going to have to watch. We have some exciting videos coming up.
Yeah. So we're going to see Ocean K right before they shut it down for refurbishment.
Yes.
Or whatever they're going to do.
Yes.
And then we're going to try to get back real quick.
So we can show you guys
right after it's done. Yeah.
So they're closing it down to do some updates because they have these new big ships like the World America is going to be there. And I think that's cool that they're rebuilding that whole terminal and making it that large in Miami too. So they're preparing the way for these ships and for the future. So, do we have anything else you kind of wanted to go over? Like that kind of, so we're hitting these new markets, right? So we're opening in Galveston in 2025. We're already starting in China coming up. And then of course they're just expanding with their ships.
Their 360 beauty vision of MSC.
That's right.
And the future, the 360 degree beautification future.
So, navigate together with MSC towards beauty.
MSC and Triple T.
Is that how we're ending this episode?
Let's end it with that. That's beautiful.
Hold on. What I'm going to do really quick first, I'm going to let you know some exciting new podcasts that are in the works. So we're going to be going over, we're going to do an entire podcast about tipping. It is such a controversial subject, but a lot of people want to know some information about it.
Lots of questions on tipping.
So we get so many questions. So we're going to do a whole thing about tipping in general on cruise ships, also tipping in yacht club. So we have all of that going over. And then another one we're going to be doing.
Which will be, but it'll be weird and fun.
Kind of, it's weird talking about it, but
I know.
Yeah.
But again, we get so many questions about it.
Yeah.
Is what?
Is what to wear, like
to wear.
What should I wear, like, and it's, you know, we'll tell you some of the differences about MSC, but also kind of this gears a little bit more towards yacht club, like what are their expectations, or kind of give you some ideas.
Well, it's going to be around the ship too, because they have theme nights, so
we're going to share some theme nights and maybe some things that you can prepare to bring. So and we're just finding that so many people ask these questions, so we thought we would put it in this podcast, because
exactly
we might answer a lot of your questions and we might upset some people. Who knows? We're just gonna throw out some information and see what happens.
Oh my goodness, I didn't think controversial that theme nights and what to wear could be so controversial.
Probably the tipping one, but and then a little bit further out, we're going to cover like why all the hate, right? So where is all of this negative reviews and people thinking that MSC is horrible, where is all that coming from? We're going to try to address some of that. So
yeah, exactly, because that's out there. So as we know, there's lots of negative stuff out there about MSC. We want to dive into what
is it real,
why, like,
or,
is something being done, if it is legitimate, is it,
are things changing, are things still so anyway, we just kind of wanted to give you an idea of some upcoming podcasts. So that's all we have for today. Please join us every Thursday as we post a new podcast
and hit your quote, because we're going to end with that beautiful quote.
And so navigate together with Triple T and MSC towards beauty.
Wow. Bye, everyone.
Bye-bye. See you in the next episode.